This is The Financial Consultants with Ron Birnbaum on AM 1060 WBIX, the business station. Got a question? Call Ron toll-free at 1-877-NEW-1060. That's 1-877-639-1060. Now, more of Ron Birnbaum and The Financial Consultants.
All right, now our trivia question is, how many states have filed lawsuits already to challenge the federal health care legislation? It hasn't really been passed yet. I mean,
it's already being challenged.
It's actually still being challenged in the legislature in Washington, too, as the Republicans are putting up some obstacles.
Mm-hmm.
So, not law yet, but nevertheless, a bunch of states have filed some legislation of their own. How many states have done so as of mid-afternoon yesterday? So that's what we want to know, and if you have the correct answer, we'll send you to see the Repo Men or Remember Me, courtesy of Regal Cinemas, your choice. So give us a call at 877-1060. You can also call us at that number, which is 877-639-1060, to talk to my guest, Belinda Fuchs, CPA and owner of OwnYourMoney.com. And you've seen her on television, you've heard her on the radio, you've seen her in magazines. She's all over the place, folks. So everybody knows that Belinda is the person to see about your finances. And if you'd like to know where all your money is going and you haven't figured it out on your own, Belinda will help. And we're talking about taxes today a little bit. And Belinda, first, before we move on and talk about some tax tips, I know you wanted to finish up what you were talking about before the break.
Right. So, you know, at Own Your Money, it's about helping people to own their money. And part of that is understanding the impact of what it's costing them now to not do it. Because I think so oftentimes we just get kind of resigned about it and get stuck, shall I say, in the overwhelm of it. And so I want you to understand that not only is it causing you a lot of stress, but it's also costing you money now. So if we just look quickly first, personally, it's costing people thousands of dollars because they can often be spending less and often without sacrifice. And I touched on some of that before. So, you know what, why don't I get to professionally in a second and let's hear from Dan first.
All righty, Dan from Peabody. You're on the Financial Consultants. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. Do you have a question for us or a trivia answer?
Let's try the trivia answer.
Okay,
Alrighty.
Great.
How many states have filed lawsuits?
10, he said.
Not the number we're looking for.
Thanks for calling in, Dan.
Thank you.
Bye now. No questions from Dan? Just a guess. Okay, well, thanks for the call. 877-639-1060. Back to Belinda Fuchs.
Okay, great. So we're starting to understand that personally there's a lot that we can be doing that we may not realize and we can't actually take control until we know where money's going. And that's actually the source of a lot of panic that people have too, is they're not knowing am I making more than I'm spending? Am I spending more than I'm making? All I know is that it's just kind of stressful all the time. Mm-hmm. So that starts to get reduced. Plus, I mean, I have tons of stories. If you look at ownyourmoney.com, you can see a lot of testimonials under my coaching, because it's amazing once we get people into action what's possible. We have Leslie and Tom. They canceled a landline that they weren't really using anyway. They reduced their cell phone minutes. They shifted their cleaner schedule. Annual savings of over $5,100 just from those three simple things. But we needed to find the money first. And then second, professionally, business owners are missing thousands of dollars in deductions and taking on a lot more stress than they need to be. Because this is what I see happening, especially right now. So tax time is coming fast, and small business owners are stressed to fit in pulling together all the information to get to their accountant along with running their business. So in the running the business, they're bringing in new clients, they're networking, they're servicing clients, they're billing, collections, so much more. And what ends up happening, though, is that the business owner lists out the direct business-related items, and I see this all the time. So they'll remember to list out things like advertising or direct costs that they can see very clearly that they've spent, that they've incurred for their business. But they miss out on so many others that we're going to talk about in a minute that just a little bit of effort in tracking can avoid. And the kicker here is that this keeps happening year after year because you're likely basing this year off of last year's return. So you're looking, okay, what were the items that I had? Okay, let me pull those same items. So it becomes this recurring problem. And, you know, I see it as distracting and detracting from these business owners being able to do what they love to do and what they're good at. And so that's why I'm also going to give you some 5 tips to be able to better manage your personal finances too. To manage your business finances all year long so that when tax. Finances and it has a direct impact. I was just doing a speech last week and somebody stood up and said she'd actually come to 2 of my speeches, one on personal finances and then one on small businesses. And it was about 2 weeks apart. She'd bought the CD, listened to it with her husband, and she said, you know, we've already started to implement some of the changes you suggested, and we didn't realize how much our inability to control our personal finances was actually affecting our ability to be productive and successful in our small business too. So it was a very insightful realization that if you're not handling your personal finances, it's absolutely affecting your small business and vice versa. Mm-hmm. They're definitely very tied together.
Okay. So let's move on to the 9 deductions that many small or home-based businesses miss.
Sure. So there's so many. And so I'm going to go through one by one so that you understand and know that although I'm a CPA, the suggestions here should add to but not replace advice from your tax professional. And you'll want to consult your accountant or your tax professional on these items to truly understand how you can be relating them to you. I mean, even I hire an accountant who specializes in taxes to do my taxes. You know, so it's important to recognize that it's complex and that the best thing that you can do, though, is to track it and manage it so that you have the best information to be giving to the person that's preparing your taxes. So here we go. So the first one, deduct your home office. I think it's something that people hear about and don't necessarily do. The key thing, though, is that I'll take a step back. Overall, when you're looking at deductions, and I talk about tracking your business finances, make sure that you're getting receipts for everything. I just want to say that up front before I get into all of the detail. And avoid using cash when possible for your business because it becomes so much harder to track, especially if you're using cash and you can't get a receipt from the transaction. So the first one, deduct your home office. And that's when you're regularly and exclusively using your home for business. So I want to make sure that I say that at least using a room in your home for business. And then what you'll do is you'll deduct that portion of the expenses related to your home as it applies to the space that's used regularly and exclusively for business. And what that means is that even if you're just using the room as a quiet place to pay your bills and handle other administrative tasks, you can take advantage of the deduction as long as you don't do the same chores in other locations as well. So you'll want to make sure that you have your space. And so I have, like, for instance, specific office and then specific places that I'll meet with clients so that it's very clear if I were ever questioned. A few items in, say, a deduction checklist for you to think about for your home office. Can you create business cards with your home address on them? Have clients who visit your office sign a guest book? Retain receipts for the purchase of office equipment and other business-related expenses? Keep a work and time log and keep all of your business invoices. And so if I move on now to 2, which is the supplies and office equipment item, this is one of the key areas that I see people missing out on. And I had talked to a hairstylist about this. And it was amazing because what was happening is that she would just have supplies that she would pick up, and it wouldn't necessarily be on a separate credit card, which I recommend we'll talk about in a second, or a separate bank account. So she would just have supplies. And I see this all the time where people would go to, say, Target, or they'd go to an office supply store, and they would buy things specifically for their business, but they would put it on their normal card where they have everything else. And then when they go to look at what they spend their money on, they don't recognize, oh, yeah, this trip to Target was specifically for my home office, or I went to the Container Store and I, you know, staffed up my bins and everything that I need for my office. So all of that we can be deducting when we're tracking it separately. But what ends up happening is you just see Target, you assume, oh, it must be something personal, and then they don't deduct it. And I've seen this add up to $1,000 a year, with not much effort. I mean, if you think it's maybe $100 a month that someone's spending, whether it's on toner, on paper, on bins, whatever it is, all these different things, we can be deducting as supplies as long as we can specifically relate them to our business.
And if you can deduct it, that means you're saving whatever your tax rate is,
right off
the cost of the items.
Exactly. And it adds up. I mean, if you're taking, just to run some very rough numbers so people are inspired, right, if we're using that $1,000 and let's say you're in a 28% tax bracket, that's almost $300, right, that you're saving right there. Imagine like a cashback credit card where you're getting 28% cash back. But the key is that you have to be tracking it. You have to be giving the best information that you can to your tax preparer so that then they have the information to go to the IRS. And you want to make sure that everything's backed up. So three, and time is flying by, I'm realizing, travel. So to and from clients, you can be deducting that travel. And then that leads to four, which is our car expenses. And so you can either be keeping a mileage log and using specific mileage, or and you can be thinking about it from the standpoint of like, okay, how can I be best utilizing my vehicle for business purposes and best tracking it so that I can accurately report it, whether it's a percentage of your mileage for the year or it's actual as you're incurring it. Come back for the rest of the nine.
All right.
More deductions.
If you have any
follow.
Questions for Belinda, give us a call, 877-NEW-1060. That's 877-639-1060. Also, we have a trivia question for movie tickets. Just tell us how many states have filed lawsuits to challenge the new federal health care legislation.